Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. There's an itty bitty little fly that keeps flying around my face. I'm afraid I'm going to swallow it. So if I start hacking for no reason, it's because it's now in my esophagus and slowly moving its way down to my stomach. Yummy, yummy. Isn't there a song about that? I didn't know why you ate a fly or something like that. I forget what it is. It's a nursery rhyme from when I was a little kid. This woman eats a fly and then she eats a cat or a bird and then she eats a cat and then she eats a dog and then she eats a horse and then she dies. That is the... I am not going to die after I eat a horse. I hope. I hope I don't need to eat a horse right today. I think I've had enough protein for today. Which brings me to the animal theme, which is the name of the first song on our set today, which is called Kitten by Punch Drunk Cabaret. This is their latest release from 24, excuse me. And they are an alternative rock group band. We've talked about them before. I try really hard not to play too much my favorite artist because I think it gets really repetitive and I think that I'm being biased and I think I should provide as much love to all Canadian musicians and not just to the ones I really, really, really like. And I like this guy for lots of reasons. This guy is fantastic. He has come to the show and he was very patient with the interview that we had. He is an educator and he is a true artist. He does everything from the zero to music and singing it from creating the videos. He always has amazing planning. He does the storyboards and his ideas are just fantastic. In addition, he's from my home province, Alberta. And in addition, he actually used to live quite not very far from me. I used to watch hockey games in Wetaskiwin and he is from Wetaskiwin. So if you are in Alberta or in BC or in even Saskatchewan in the summer, please go see him. Just go to Alberta to see him. He's fantastic live. Their band is just a hoot and they are approachable. You can go and talk to them. They don't have their music careers up in their head. They've even won music awards. They won a Canadian Music Award in 2019 and they've won 2 film awards for their videos, one in the UK in 2021 and one in the United States, which is just fantastic. There's 2 songs back to back that we're having today. The one song is called Kitten, the first one. That's the first one on the list. And the second one is from their 2023 album from the same name, Shot Out of a Cannon. They consider themselves a live act first. So again, I say, if you are in Alberta, just go to Alberta just to see them. This is Punch Drunk Cabaret.
Sound of strange advance when she danced like a kitten from France. She set fire to my red leather pants.
When she danced like a kitten from France, she blew my mind back in 1985. When she danced like a kitten from France, my 2 left feet left me mortified. The delirium of the
watch the awkward farm boy go dancing. Whoa, oh, 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 tonight.
When she danced like a kitten from France, she lit the room with paparazzi.
Oh,
Ladies, the band will be on set in 10 minutes, at which time I need you broom jockeys the hell out of here. Comprendo, muchachos?
I wish I could shoot out from a cannonball that little fly that keeps flying around and a little too close to my face. Yucky, yucky flies. Yes, all living things are important. I should not complain. So I think that he should be, Punch Drunk Cabaret should be on the CMA, the Canadian Music Awards nominations list. But sadly for 2023-24, they are not. And, but do you know who is Feist? So who is Feist? Feist is a Nova Scotian guitarist, singer, indie pop legend, as far as I'm concerned. I think that her music is quite good. And, I think a lot of us know her from her 2007 album song, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to play it in not this next song, but the next one after that. And she's nominated for, her current album, 2023 album, is called Multitudes, and this is called Hiding Out in the Open. This particular, in 2023, The Guardian named her one of the best shows of 2023, and I think that's pretty interesting. She is so great that Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, had her on the show, and this first clip is from his show. It's the song called Hiding Out in the Open from her 2023 album Multitudes. Listen and enjoy.
performing Hiding Out in the Open from her album Multitudes, please welcome Feist!
Everybody's got their share, but who's got the guts to sing first? Everybody's on their own, so that way we're never alone. But the reaper in another's eye, that'll get you.
I thought that was just beautiful. I like her voice. I think it's really simple and clear and crisp when she sings. And then when she sings with such power, the crispness of her voice just penetrates through me. I think it's fantastic. Now, I think all of us know her better for this particular 1, 2, 3, 4 song. It's from her 2007 album, Look at What the Light Did Now. And I'm pretty sure that was a movie title as well. The song that I picked, though, is not the true song of it. I don't know if you guys know about Sesame Street, but Sesame Street brings me back to my TV days when I was watching television, and we only had a few hours a week that we were allowed to watch television. And one of the things that we were allowed to watch was Sesame Street, and it was an educational show, and it was really interesting because it talked about imagination, it talked about counting and alphabets, and there were often great actors and singers that would come. Like, I saw Buffy St. Marie, I saw Sandra Bullock in one episode. I'm pretty sure I saw I don't know who else. The guy who sang Don't Worry, Be Happy. I forget his name right now. Some David Crystal, something like that. Some Billy Crystal. It was just a great show for kids. And this is a rendition of this 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's to promote counting for children. I hope you enjoy it on Graphite 94.9 FM. In English Only with the Doctor. This is Feist's altered version for Sesame Street from her 2007 album, Look at What the Light Did Now.
One, two, three, four, monsters walking across the floor. I love counting, counting to the number four. Oh, you're counting, counting with me. To one less than five and one more than three. Whoa, oh, oh. We're counting to four. Whoa, oh, oh. Let's count some more. One, two, three, four. Penguins that went by the door. I love counting, counting to the number four. Sure, I love counting, counting to the number four. Oh, we're counting to four. Oh, let's count some more. One, two, three, four, chickens just back from the shore. One, two, three, four, penguins that were by the door. One, two, three, four, monsters walking across the floor.
That was Feist, 1, 2, 3, counting to four. For those of you who have children that might have liked that song, I did. It was, like I said, it's a rendition from one of her original songs from 2007. The next woman on the list is the next woman on the list I find just remarkable. Her song singing abilities. I thought that she was almost like an alto when she would sing, but in fact, I don't know if we hear her. She can go up to her, the range of her voice can go from very low to very high. She can sing soprano, no problem. She's fantastic. She's got a lot of spirit when she sings. She considers herself a two-spirited human being. She's originally a Mohawk. I don't know if you know anything about the indigenous tribes in Canada, but the Mohawk were heavily brutalized in the Canadian and North American context, and they have every right in the world to be as proud as they are for having survived some of the brutalities that I didn't witness, of course, but we did see it in our history books when I was young. She is a CMA nominated again this year for her current album, Revolutions. But this first song is a cover that she did with a friend of hers, and I'm not even sure where it was. And it's the original song was by the Four Non Blondes rock band from San Francisco in the 1990s. And this is an acoustic version. It's just fantastic. I hope you like it. This is Shawnee Kish and What's Up as a cover for the Four Non Blondes.
It's 1 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big kilofoil for a destination. I realized quickly that I knew I should, and the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. I get real high and I scream the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey.
By your face, you're ready.
And I'll say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. For a destination.
Wasn't that just phenomenal? I just love her voice. I've showcased her a couple of times on the show in the last year and a half. And I just think that she's just fantastic. And another reason, of course, why I think she's fantastic is because I'm pretty sure she lives in my hometown right now with her partner, who is an Olympic soccer player. In the female, I'm pretty sure she's a soccer player in the women's league. The next song on the list is not a cover. She has enough talent by her own right to not need to do covers, but I really did enjoy this one. And it is a CMA nominated, like I said earlier, it's a CMA nominated for the best album of the year. And it's from her 2023 album Revolution. And she says that it's almost like a diary, a journal entry to her life, because she had a lot of transitions over the last year. And the songs that were in this album are talking about those transitions. And this particular song, she says, is a very powerful song because she had periods of weakness and periods of vulnerability. But this particular song is not one of those songs. It is called Haunt, and it is a song that is straight from her heart, from her 2023 album Revelations on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. This is Shawnee, and I'm pretty sure I pronounced her name wrong. It's Kish, not Keish.
Sunday, baby, yes, I am your guise. No, you can't recreate me. I won't sit in silence. No, I'm not your campus, baby. I've always been the ice. I am the architect, everything you wanted. I am your words, your love, your hands, your divine. But you gon' fuck it up, and I guess this means goodbye. My pearls, honey, do me dirty, gon' heave from me. I'm the ghost of future's past, the ghost of what you could've had. I won't touch my pearls, honey, hurt me, you gon' heave from me. I'm the ghost of future's past, you best believe I'm gon' haunt your ass.
I'm gonna haunt your ass. That's what I used to tell my friends when they were mean to me in high school. When I die, I'm gonna come and haunt you. I don't know when you're young and you think you have superpowers. The next song on the list on Graphic 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor is called Midnight Sun, and the reason why I brought it after Shawnee Kish and her amazing vocals is because she always brings me back to this idea of how the indigenous culture, despite all of the efforts that were made to eradicate them, they are still strong and they still have a voice. And I'm very appreciative of my experiences that I've had with them. And the experiences that I had when I lived in the Arctic, where there was indeed a midnight sun. I remember this one time I was skidooing at 3 a.m. in the morning and I was trying to get a beautiful picture of the sun set, but the sun didn't set that day. That's why it was 3 in the morning, and you could still see the sun at least 2.5 meters off the horizon, just kind of rolling around the ocean and the island. It was just fantastic. I just have these wonderful memories, and if I ever were to return back to the Arctic, I would never, ever go back. I loved it that much. It's part of my soul. So this is the song Midnight Sun as a commemoration to that moment in my life.
We are strong. We are a force that cannot be ignored. Kangak, sila lo rotok, auyami, nunami, unnuako, sukinaptumi, imakpugo, kumi. Snow turns the rain in the summer. In the land of the midnight sun.
The artist that we just heard for the song Midnight Sun is, her name is Katsu. It's Q-A-T-T-U-U. And she is a world-class throat singer. I don't know if you could hear in the background the throat singing. It was her singing in throat music. And I think that I just one of my favorite forms of musical art. And this is her first solo album. She calls it her heart and soul of mind-provoking music, and this indigenous expressionist is also nominated for a CMA award. And I think I'm going to spend a lot of time this week, in this hour of music, focusing on female singers. So I'm going to move to the men and talk about some of the men. So this next song is by Fouki, and he is a Quebecois singer, and it's just fantastic. It's a rap song. He's also nominated for for a CMA award for French musical artists, and he's featuring Jay Scott. It's called Chipotle.
Pensais qu'on était rendu amis. J'pense pas qu'elle a bien compris. Oh non, she used to be ma copilote. On a roulé sa 440 direct sur le pont Pineuf. 140, jamais pogné de cas de vitesse, appelle-moi Paul Walker. Rolling in the deep comme Adèle, à un moment donné, ça roulait plus. J'avoue que j'avais un peu bu, mais j'suis rendu avec mon permis d'adulte, j'ai 15 points d'inaptitude, oui. Falling, oui. Falling down. Comme les feuilles en automne, bike step pour la bonne. Fait que là, j'm'en vais juste prendre mon GPS pour me rendre. Si tu me textes, je réponds. Puis, check mon flex, on se croise dans lui. T'as où ce là? J't'ai tout donné, puis tu me réponds pas. Avant, tu voulais jamais bouger. Restez tous sur le party and bullshit. Tu fais partie des cool kids.
Dans l'ouest avec un cupid dans le tunis. Pas loin du kit de survie. Non, non, non. Seulement 4 points sur mon permis. Je devrais connaître tout ce qui est interdit. La voie rapide vers la belle vie. Yeah. T'es ma copilote comme Letty. Yeah. Baby, je suis place always. Prends dans le volant. Elle met de la crème solaire en spray. Et puis, elle enlève ses collants. Et t'en tournes sur la plage. Je joue deux, trois accords, yeah. Puis je te pitch dans le lac, mais oui. Seulement si t'es d'accord, yeah. On a passé les derniers étés sur la route. Passer le plus loin qu'on peut sur le cruise. S'il faut, j'ai quelque part du train. Dormir dans le parking lot.
Mon bang est real. Tu voulais pas me donner le chemin. Fait que j'ai continué tout seul. Je peux écouter la musique que je veux. Mais j'ai personne pour rouler mes backwoods. Quand je roule, c'est un peu dangereux. Je roule quand je roule, ils peuvent même m'arrêter. Fait toujours un peu plus chouant dans le nord. Anyway, je m'en vais fly sur le highway. Si jamais je prends un accident, tu viendras me rejoindre à l'urgence. Ce sera pas la première fois qu'un artiste arrive en ambulance.
Jusqu'à Vancouver, ou bedon jusqu'au Mexique pour ce qui est plus va. Je peux rouler jusqu'à l'autre bout du monde, à la recherche des stations d'essence. Si je pouvais, j'aurais une voiture volante. Road trip on the ocean with the whole gang. Nous deux au top de la plus haute montagne. Wow, wow. Quand je suis high, y'a pas de turbulence. Je fais juste tester mon endurance. Ça sera pas la première fois qu'un artiste arrive en ambulance.
Have you ever been in a situation where your car caught fire? I have. My car caught fire once when I was in high school. The only time it ever caught fire, and then I didn't use it anymore because it was toast. I was driving up a hill and there was this one wonderful woman in a pickup truck beeping her horn, beeping her horn, beeping her horn behind me, screaming at me through the window, and it was a winterish day in November. telling me that my car was on fire. And at the same time, simultaneously as I'm going up the hill, I lost control of my power steering. And then I could see the flames coming out from under the hood. And by the time the police and the fire rescue came, the car no longer had paint on it. And the tires were fused to the asphalt on the ground. It was a great day in my wonderful memory. So that song was called Copilote, not Chipotle. I don't know what I was thinking. Copilote, and he co-wrote that song. Fuki and Jay Scott co-wrote it, and they won the Song of the Year for this, which is quite impressive. The next song on the list is going to be by the band Beaches. So Beaches is a female band. It's a trio. And they started out in 2013, I think, if I remember. Yes, it's 2013. And they are quite interesting. I like them. I think that they're fun. They have really interesting music. They've got great lyrics, great stories to tell, and a lot of male bashing. So I'm sorry for those of you who are pro-only men. These are not songs for you. The next three in the row, they are also nominated for CMA Awards this year. And the first song is called Blame Brett, and it's from their 2023 album, Blame My Ex. They are an alternative indie band, and I think they're just fantastic. This is Beaches and their song Blame Brett on Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor.
Done being the
That was Blame Brett. So the second song that we're going to listen to is from the same album, and it's called Me and Me.
I know a girl who spent a year and a half crying in the bottom of the bathtub. It was really such a bad look. Then on New Year's Eve, someone yelled 10, 9, 8, everybody kissed, then she punched them in the face. Woo! Cause everybody's gonna find somebody. That's the point in every movie. You don't wanna end up like a sad spinster.
perfection instead of going on with muggles. Fucking L-I-V-I-N. Is it really such a sin? Is it really not a win? Cause I'd rather be dead than with 99% of all men. When I'm with myself, it's honestly zen. Might as well be my girlfriend. It's kind of fun, just me and me. Table for me and me. Hanging with me.
So just as an FYI or fun fact about this particular album, Blame My Ex, from their 2023 release, this is not funny. This is based on a true story, kind of true. These songs, all the songs in the album are a journalistic kind of review of the experiences that the lead singer Jordan had with her ex-boyfriend. Who happens to be the lead singer of the next song that we're going to listen to from the Glorious Sons. What's interesting about this particular band is that they apparently in 2019 they headlined in for the Glorious Sons when they were on tour. So this is a song from the Glorious Sons called Mercy, Mercy. We'll talk a little bit about them after the song, and we'll go back to Beaches after that.
Won't do me like you done before. I
as I well, I didn't say this before, but this particular song by Gloria Sons was written by Brett, who is the ex-boyfriend. This is a little gossipy tonight, today. The doctors, that's not very healthy. Well, we're going to do the gossip anyway. So the lead singer of Beaches, Jordan, dated the lead singer of the Gloria Sons, Brett. And as you heard in the two songs before that, you could see that she was quite upset and she was very angry. And then his song, apparently, this song called Mercy, Mercy from their 2023 album called Glory. He says that this song is he wrote it as an introspective prayer for self-forgiveness and acceptance. But I don't know, it sounds a little bit like a rebuttal, but that's my opinion, and my opinion means shit squat. The next song, the last song for the Beaches, I'm going to do a last song because I think that they're pretty cool. And I also think that one of the things why they're really cool is that between 2019 and 2021, their music, their albums were produced and supported by other Canadian artists, specifically the Canadian band The Matrix, which is very fantastic because Emily Haynes was a huge player in the production of their album. I think that's really cool. The next song from Beaches is called Blow Up, and it's from their 2021 album, Sisters Not Twins, the Professional Lovers album. Oops, that was the wrong song. I already played that one. This is the one, Blow Up.
Take me.
What I particularly liked about this song, this Beaches Blow Up song from their 2021 album, is that the video is really, really interesting. So if you, it's one scenario after another about women in more domesticated roles and how they're doing them with a big smile on their face. And as you progress through the song, the smiles are still there, but they're looking more and more disheveled and more unhappy. So I thought it was really interesting, just the colors and the color schemes and the way it was set up. I like how the stories kind of reflect some former parts of reality or maybe present parts of reality for certain people. And it's a lovely song to listen to because I find it would be a good song to listen to before you're going out. We have three more minutes on this hour, and I would like to end this with a song by the Blue Stones. They are an Ontario blues rock band. They're quite interesting. They started in 2011. And the song that we're focusing on right now is called Shaken Off the Rust from their 2021 album Hidden Gems. And I think it's just fantastic. So I hope that you enjoyed this last hour of your drive time and that you have a wonderful, safe weekend and that the holidays gave you a good break and not a crazy, crazy week. The doctor's left the house and I will hopefully see you next week.
Too much, it's in my head. So I'm shaking off the rust. And you've got no trust, it's in my head. So I'm shaking off the rust. I think I'm broke just a little bit. Walk through the fire, made it back again. Lord knows I tried. Shaking off the rust. Trust, it's in my head.